It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Super El Nino. Well, not yet, but Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey says it could be in the offing because right now...
We have what we would call a moderate El Nino, but it continues to strengthen, and it could become one of these Super El Ninos later this year or during the winter.
We've had two of those Super El Ninos in recent years, in the 1982-83 season and 1997-98. Rippey says if those years are any indication, the effects would likely be this fall and winter.
Heavy rain and huge mountain snowpacks in California.
Where they really need it. But also, on the other hand, it could mean...
general wetness across the southern United States. That would bring more rain to places like Texas and on into the Gulf Coast region.
Where they probably don't need it. And finally, with a strong El Nino...
we could be looking at intensifying drought in the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Rockies as we move into next year's cold season, 2015-16.
There's always a but in these things. So don't set this forecast in stone. There are two complicating factors. Number one, this El Nino started in the spring, not the usual fall and winter, making it most unusual and making it harder to be sure about its effects. And number two, something pretty much unprecedented is happening. The northern Pacific is also getting warmer at the same time that El Nino's going on. And this makes forecasts more tentative.
I don't think we really quite understand how that's going to work in tandem with this moderate to strong El Nino.
As you heard, strong El Ninos usually mean big snows and rains in California and down into the Southwest. But this other warming in the northern Pacific complicates things. More warm water generally gives you more storms, bigger storms. And so...
I could see a scenario where it could work to our advantage for California, the Great Basin in the Southwest, and that it releases more energy into already existing storms that may be induced by El Nino.
Or in a completely opposite scenario.
Ironically, it's that northeastern Pacific warmth that may have been contributing to some of the ridging or the high pressure over the western United States that has been perpetuating this California drought the last couple of years.
And blocking out storms instead of contributing to them.
So it's a very complex situation that I don't think climatologists completely understand.
So they and millions of Californians are going to be watching this very closely this fall and winter, hoping for an end to the four-year drought and hoping the Pacific Northwest drought will not continue and get worse. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.